Today's subject is honoring Daddy. Here is a letter from a reader. Dear No Greater Joy, I am hoping someone can give me some advice. How can my husband and I teach our 5-year-old daughter to respect and honor my husband? She often answers him rudely. He likes to tease her in a playful, not mean manner, and she often takes the teasing literally and gets angry. She scolds him, corrects him, tries to tell him what to do. For example, yesterday we were listening to children's music on the stereo. The song was Kermit the Frog singing, "It's Not Easy Being Green." My husband playfully asked my daughter if she was green, and she angrily said that no, she was not. When I observe her answering him this way, I correct her and admonish her to answer him respectfully and show her the way that she should have answered. The sour attitude is a constant problem. She does show disrespect to me sometimes, which I correct in the same way, but it happens much more frequently with my husband. I try to be sure to answer my husband respectfully when he talks to me, though I know I'm not perfect in this. She often sees us hug and kiss, and he and I enjoy each other's company. We often joke and laugh together. My husband sees that she doesn't respect him, and he wants to fix it, but he wants to be careful not to provoke her to anger. What can we do to correct her and teach her to honor and respect her father?
Wow, that is a hard one. A daughter feeds off her mother. I would have to say she had to learn that attitude from somewhere. Maybe the mother at one time, maybe not now, but at one time, or even behind her husband's back, if she's not showing her husband respect and honor, the daughter would pick that up, even if it's a small attitude of disrespect in any area. A child will pick it up for sure. They will pick it up, and it will carry over in everything they do and everything they respond from.
What's an example of a small amount of disrespect?
As far as what a mother could do, she could just say something like, a mother and daughter could be fixing Daddy's supper, and a mother could say something like, we better make sure that the spaghetti tastes exactly right, or Daddy will be mad at us, or Daddy's always late. If he would just show up for supper on time, the food wouldn't get cold. That is disrespect and dishonor. For a mother to say, I wish he would treat you better, or even an undertone of, Daddy doesn't spend enough time with us, or Daddy doesn't read you enough books, or if a daddy is, you know, teasing her daughter about, if he says, oh, you're green, da-da-da-da, you look like a frog, and the mother's response is, husband, don't tease her like that. It'll hurt her feelings. And if you do that if you've done that several times in the past, a daughter's immediate response when a husband, even jokingly, teases his daughter or son, they will respond like the mother has responded in the past. I'd say the only way to fix something like that is the mother has to purpose to always over-exaggeratingly be so thrilled and so happy and so dishonoring all the time towards her husband, and do things that allows her daughter to put him first. Like, let's set the table special for Daddy. Let's draw this picture specially for Daddy. Let's lay Daddy's clothes out specially. These are Daddy's clothes. Let's fold them better than we fold everybody else's clothes, because they're for Daddy. And so you're going to have to do, the mother will have to do things that goes far beyond just a normal day, what you do to a child that that already respects their dad, to make her daughter love the daddy. In any time she ever, Justin tells her to do something, I always respond at the same time with her, "Yes, Daddy." Yesterday when we were at the river and he's like, "It's time to go, Gracie," we both naturally at the same time say, "Yes, Daddy." And it is to help reinforce her to know that it's time to go, and she knows that I'm on his side. If we're at the park and I know she wants to stay and he says, "It's time to go, Gracie," and I know I can tell from her face that she wants to, she would love to, you know, she would whine or cry or something. I jump in even before she gets a chance and says, "Yes, Daddy, yes, Daddy. Thank you for letting us come to the park, Daddy." And I say it as though it's her saying it, and she will immediately change her perspective and say, "Oh, yes, Daddy, thank you for letting me come to the park." And it goes from, "I want to stay at the park longer," from, "Thank you for even letting me come. I appreciate the fact that you even allowed this to happen." And I do that repeatedly on a lot of different things, from food we eat, from places we go, to things he's, you know, even if it's something small, we're playing a game and she wants to keep playing the game and we're ready to end it, I respond, "Yes, Daddy, thank you so much for letting, Daddy, thank you for playing this game with us, for spending that 5 minutes playing this game with us." So she feels a sense of thankfulness towards him for playing with her for that little bit of time.
So to the lady that wrote in the question, your main advice would be what?
You're going to have to, every day, all the time, give your daughter reasons and ways to give her husband respect and honor. From the first time she wakes up in the morning, have her do something, make something, act. Love comes in two different ways, and action. Have her give him love by her actions. Show love through her actions. So make him cookies, make him breakfast. Have the daughter involved in everything, anything she can do that involves doing something for Daddy. And make it constantly, the mother, be defensive. She will pick up on it, and she will see that think that your husband's attacking her, the daughter, and so don't be defensive, and don't get your feelings hurt, or your daughter will have that same attitude. And make sure that you aren't dishonoring, the mother's not dishonoring, you're not dishonoring your husband in little ways and little things throughout the day, and be very conscious of what you say around your daughter, because they will pick up your attitude and your feelings towards your husband. So your children are very, very smart, and they know how you're feeling, and especially towards your spouse. And so if you want your daughter to respect and honor your husband, then you're going to have to respect and honor him. And you know, maybe it's from the past and she's just, and maybe it's people that she's around, a grandmother or that is downs the dad. And so it makes the daughter lose respect for him. So you're going to have to take those people out of her lives. Anyone that thinks bad of him, take those people out of your daughter's lives and put people in your daughter's lives that will respect and honor your husband in front of her so that she can honor and respect her dad.
Or even maybe female friends of the mother that dishonor their own husbands. By chatting, you know, you have a play date and the other mom is talking about what a loser her husband is, and attitudes can be picked up that way too.
Yes. When a mother gets with her friends and the daughter is playing in the living room floor with the friend's kids and you're just in the kitchen and you're chatting and you're talking, don't talk bad about your husband. Don't ever say anything negative. Don't ever talk about your husband at all to anybody unless it is to say something wonderful about him. Because your children will hear you. Even if they seem distracted, the attitude of your attitude and your voice and your words will carry over to them. And so I've been with so many mothers, and you know, we'd be just working in the kitchen, and they will sit there and say, you know, negative things towards about their husbands, and not blatantly, but, you know, little things that aren't really obvious. Like I said earlier, they'll say, he's just so picky about his food. I wish he wasn't so picky. My life would just be so much easier if he would just spend more time with us kids. And those little things, you don't realize that your kids are listening, but they're listening, and they hear your attitude and what you're talking about. So around your children, keep a good, positive, respectful, honoring attitude all the time.
All right, and now we're going to go to Tremaine, and he's going to answer that question from a father's perspective of how can a father teach his children to honor him?
My children respecting me, I've never really thought about it. It's never been, I guess, a concept in my head to consciously think whether or not they are respecting me. I have just always been sure to never allow any disrespect. And that's pretty much how I've handled it. I've just, any time my children would do anything that I would consider or think that was on the verge of disrespectful, I would immediately deal with it, correct them. I would always be on guard for any little attitude or mannerism that they had that would show them that they didn't like what I said or something like that. And I would always never allow any sass. They could never backtalk, et cetera. So always having done that, my children seemed to never disrespect me. And I had always made a point to edify them. And so them disrespecting me just comes, it's just sort of a foreign concept, because I've always sought to be in their face, to look at them, to enjoy them, and to have them enjoy me. And, you know, right now, as they're young, respect is given. They don't have an option to give disrespect. Their only option is to respect. And so when they understand the rule that we don't, they, you know, I'm not teaching them, okay, you don't disrespect daddy. They always know in their head, even though it's like an unwritten code, we honor daddy. And that's just how our house has just sort of been ran. Now, the little things are the clincher, be it wherever they get it from. If you allow those little things to go unchecked, those little stomping of the feet, the little eyes, the little shrugs, the little comments to go unchecked, they get in a habit. And habits once formed are hard to break. But if you as a parent are always conscious of what they're saying and what they're doing when they're doing it, especially when you're talking to them or even if they're talking to someone else, then you'll always be watching their eyes, you'll be watching their body language, you'll be listening to what they're saying. And if in the course of what they're saying or what they're doing, they show disrespect or do something that is not honoring, you're there to be on top of it. And when you do that consistently, then they begin to check themselves. And they begin to honor you, you know, with they begin to not dishonor you or disrespect you.
Something that stands out to me in the letter is that they wrote, My husband sees that she doesn't respect him, and he wants to fix it, but he wants to be careful not to provoke her to anger. That question, but he wants to be careful not to provoke her to anger, what do you think about that?
When they say, I don't want to provoke them to anger, what they're saying is, I don't want to do anything to further frustrate the child. I don't want to do anything to make the child more and more angry with me. So what do? They try to, they get in the same rut of being permissive or allowing these allowances because they feel if they correct it, then that's just only going to make it worse. But it won't. If you go ahead and deal with it consistently, it will fix it. But if you say to yourself, well, okay, I know she's being disrespectful, but what can I do? If I try to do something, then it's just going to make it worse. She's going to get mad at me. And so it's just going to be counterproductive. And so they end up really doing nothing but allowing the child to continue in what they're doing. So what I'm saying is if they would take fortitude in their own soul and in their own mind and say, you know what, this is disrespectful, I see that, but I'm not going to allow this anymore. It ends here. Then they could see some progress. But if they don't, if they say, well, I just don't want to provoke them to anger, because by what? How are you going to provoke them to anger? By doing something. That's what they're thinking. Anything that I do is going to cause them further distress, and that's what they don't want. So they just allow the child to continue by either speaking softly to the child, well, honey, you know that's not right, or sweetie, don't say something like that, which the child doesn't respect that either. You know, so it's not until the father gets some authority is what it is. He doesn't have the authority with the child, or else the child wouldn't be disrespecting him. Get some authority with the child, and the child will acknowledge that when he has exercised his authority consistently.
Okay, well, thanks, Tremaine, for coming on and answering from a father's perspective.
You're welcome.
This is a production of No Greater Joy Ministries, Incorporated, a 501c3 nonprofit corporation. Upon request, we'll send you a catalog of books, tapes, CDs, DVDs, and videos by Michael Pearl. Write to us at No Greater Joy, 1000 Pearl Road, Pleasantville, Tennessee, 37033. Or visit us and order online at nogreaterjoy.org.